It's a texture thing.
Hey, I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
You know.
But there's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing.
I'm real gone.
You're done. There's your hole out in the sun where you left a row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing by a shady, weighty pool.
Shangri-La. Really La.
Okay. I'm having mic issues tonight.
Who's Mike?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's go beat him up. I'll take out Mike.
Yeah. Come on, Mike. Bring it on. All right. Fishing Frank here. You're listening to God and Fishing. And we have our whole cast today. We've got me. I'm the fishing part. We got Pastor Dunny. Let me get rid of Barry or Bing and
Let's get rid of Bing. Yeah.
Okay, Bing and Louie. Okay, you guys back out. Okay, Fishing Frank here. I'm the fishing part. Donnie, he's back.
Yes,
he's the God part. Yeah,
all right. I miss you guys. I really did.
We miss you too.
Right, and this is apropos. They're right in the middle. We have Captain Barry and Captain Kale.
Yeah.
So
we're surrounded by captains again.
They're the tweeter. Yeah, Captain.
Yeah.
Captain. I got. A buddy of mine gave me for Christmas a bottle of Captain Morgan on it.
I don't think that's the same.
They did a limited edition where you could put your name on it.
Oh.
It says Captain Fish and Frank.
Now that's cool.
On the bottle.
Except for the whole alcohol part. But
yeah, I know. You don't drink. Yeah, but don't
drink, yeah. So you can't drink it, right?
But I do it for medicinal purposes only.
Keeps the tremors down.
Literally, yeah. doctor's orders for my tremors.
I don't. Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I have no idea what we're going to talk about.
I need to go to your doctor.
Yeah, I think everybody wants to go to his doctor. Captain Kale needs a script quick.
Turn your mic a little bit more towards you.
Turn the mic.
There you go.
Yeah, he's been out of here for so long.
No, just twist it. It should go a little more towards you. There you go.
How's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should always see the red light.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
At the end of the tunnel. Wait.
I'll find his and turn it down. That'll help.
Yeah. Okay. Or off. Whatever.
Or off.
I don't remember inviting him, but hey, whatever.
Now, I just want to know, did you do any fishing while you were in the Philippines?
Actually, I did. I had a great time out there fishing, and I have a non-fishing story.
Fishing story.
Well, wasn't fishing and didn't catch any fish.
No, that means
no. No, it was actually quite the other way. I wanted to go fishing, but the guy was like, "No," and I was like, "Why not?" And he was like, "You'll sink the boat." And I was like, "Oh, okay." Makes it a little bit.
There's
more
a weight limit on the boats in the Philippines.
Yeah, it's like it was made out of like a bamboo tree, and so it's like built like a canoe. And so there's two of them on it, and they might have weighed maybe 200 pounds between the both of them together, plus what they were using as the rod and reel, and I'll explain that a little bit later. And so I'm over at the poolside, right? I'm in a – not that I'm rich or anything, but it's the Philippines. I was at a resort. All right, don't get ahead of yourself. It cost me $20. All right, so chill out. All right, so it says resort. But
it's okay to have money, Donnie. God likes you. He said you can have some money. It's okay.
It wasn't like that.
No, wait a minute. This is our first God fishing back.
Yes.
You got to open this up properly.
Yeah, that's right. We got to say a prayer.
You need to – I would like to hear something about – because we are all very thankful, and yeah. I will say I'm thank you to God for bringing you back to us safe.
Oh, amen. Thank you, brother.
And I don't do that often.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, I'm very happy you're back.
He does. I've never heard those words out of his mouth. I've known him for like 15, 20 years. How about you, Kel?
No. Yeah.
But y'all are Captain Barry.
All right. Except that, holy.
I have heard close to it. I need a hand with something.
Yeah.
Now that you're back in town.
Stuff like that. You, yeah.
You gotta clean the house. Stuff like that.
So you're saying.
Wow, I'm glad you're back.
So you're saying I'm loved, huh?
Yeah,
that's
wow.
Pretty good. All right, let's pray and then we'll get into it. All right, gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much for this great time to fellowship with our brothers. And Father, for the traveling mercies you gave us so that we can go out and experience something new, come back and tell some new stories. And Father, for allowing us to come back. I've really missed my brothers here. And The laughter, the jokes, the radio show, so we can pass out your word to the people. And Father, the weather here has been kind of disruptive, but it's great for fishing, so we want to give you thanks for that. There's a lot of fish being caught, and it's very plentiful, so we give you thanks and praise for all that. And Father, we did see some wrecks today, so we would just ask you to just, Father, be with those that are involved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, one last little piece.
Yes, sir.
The amazing people who are listening to the show.
Amen.
Just a little prayer for them.
All right. Heavenly Father, an addendum. Hey, we want to pray for everybody.
Yes, God. You got some to make up.
I'm praying.
We had to do a couple without you, so buck up.
He said buck. He said buck, Radio Land. And a P.S. God. Y'all are terrible, man. Y'all are just terrible. Father, we, and on a serious note, all the Radio Land, there's a great story we're going to be trying to tell here later on about some effects that we're having around the world, and that is because of you. Thank you, Lord, for all that. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Let's tell the story, because I like this story.
Which one, about the fish?
No, we'll get to the fish.
We're going to get to the fish.
Let's do the listener thing.
All right.
Now, what I'm going to ask you if...
The two captains.
Yeah, Cale and Barry here. Once he gets done, I'm going to ask if you've had this yet. So I've had it many times over a while because I'm easy to find. And,
yeah.
But this was Donnie's first time, so this is very cool.
Yeah, this was an unexpected thing that happened. I flew out from Tampa, and I go to New York. I have a small little layover doing whatever, you know. So the next flight's going from New York over to Shanghai. All right, and I've flown in there lots of times, and all right, I'm a large guy. Radio Land can't see me, but you guys know, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
God's and pro wrestler
coming into the ring flight. Now. Pastor Donnie.
It's a hugely long flight. It's a 16-hour flight.
Oh man!
And a sardine can
in coach class.
Oh yeah, yeah. God didn't send me first class. Just
he knows you're hanging out with me, and you've been punished.
I was going to say, he works in mysterious ways.
Yes, he does. So I'm in, you know, when I go up to the ticket counter, I usually say, hey, do you have anything by the exit aisle, you know, up here by the window deals?
Just looking for a little bit of leg room.
Right, something generous. Right. And this time she was like, no, but I have something in the back of the plane. And I said, well, that's where I'm going to be standing.
Well, that's an even better place
to
be.
So let's do that.
And the back of the plane hits last.
Yeah. Well,
well, that's the first to go if the engine explodes, right?
Well, yeah, it depends on which way the plane goes. Yeah, it could be bad back there. I don't know. But I literally get the last seat in the house, right? But that's cool with me because what's going to happen is once the plane goes up and it clears altitude and the seatbelt lights come off, I get up, stand up in the back of the plane. That's where I stand for 16 hours, which is sometimes good because you get to mess with a stewardess and you get extra food. Just saying. Big guy, you got to work on your figure. That's why,
yeah,
I like
if you're it. At the end of the aisle, nobody's going to know if they give you an extra plate. They've
that's
already
right.
served everybody. Everybody else is busy.
Oh, no. I could actually go in the back where
sure.
they actually make it. And
yeah.
I'm like, hey, you know the sandwiches you're taking
yeah,
up there in the first
seconds?
Class? I'd like to have some of those sandwiches. I said, they came back. I'm like, I don't care if they have eaten. I'm ready to eat. So anyway, I'm back there standing. This guy comes back there, right? And I'm in the back of the plane. I'm standing back there by myself for a few minutes, you know? This guy comes back here, and he looks at me, and he says, is the bathroom open? And I'm like, it's green, yes, sir. I said, it's open. He said, you want to go in there? I've been standing back here for a cool minute, you know what I mean? I'm like, no, sir, go ahead. And so he goes in. He just kind of looks at me. He gives me a strange, funny look.
Well, I don't blame him.
Well, he was short. You know? he looked like Frank.
If I go to the back of the plane, there's a big guy, bald, standing. Tattoos, yeah. standing there and tells yeah. me to use the restroom first, I'm going back to my seat.
I was telling him I was the air marshal.
I mean, my spidey sense would have been going off. I'm out.
I said, you need help in there? Let me know. No.
Yeah, just go in there and put your pants next to mine.
So he goes in. He's not in there very long. He comes out. And he looks at me, and he puts his hand out, and like he wants to shake hands. I said, sir, I said,
he was looking for the napkin.
It was worse. I said, I didn't hear you wash your hands, so uh-uh. And so he just looked at me. So he went back inside, washed his hands, came back.
Oh, now you guilt-tripped him?
Yeah. I mean, he didn't wash his hands. I mean, it's like getting your hand in the peanut butter, you know, the peanuts. You don't want to eat after somebody that didn't want. It's a thing.
It's okay, Donnie. Move on.
All right, I'm moving on. All right.
This is a fishing show, by the way.
I want to tell a fishing story, but you told me to tell this story. All right.
I know. This is
good. So the guy comes, you know, he comes back out and he shakes my hand. I said, hey, how you doing? He says, grace by faith. And I said, yeah. And he said, is that a church? And I said, actually, it is. I said, we're down in Englewood, Florida. And he says,
oh, don't tell me this is where I think it's going.
Yep. He said, I listened to a guy from Grace by Faith on a radio. He said, it's called Cooking.
Are you kidding fish. Me?
And I was like, that's actually me. And he was like, what? And I said, yeah. I said, it's me and Brother Frank. And I said, we got some other guys on there, Barry and Kale.
So now you're in the middle of a 16-hour flight.
Yes.
And you're the celebrity.
I am the celebrity on the flight.
I'm going to first class.
I don't know where he lived at. I probably should have asked, but I'm a guy. I'm a typical guy.
Yeah,
I don't
you
ask
probably should have.
But he's not from Florida. Somebody told him about this, so he's pulling it up on 97.5 website, and he's
cool.
And he re-listens to these. He says it's absolutely great. And so he listens to God and Fishing. God bless you over here, Frank. He listens to God and Fishing, and he listens to Cooking Fish. And he talks to me now all the time. He writes me emails back and forth. He said, I'm going to be listening for your show. When are you going to do a new show? And I said, I don't know when I'm doing a new show, but it'll be on there whenever we get it.
What's his name? Give a shout out.
Huh?
What's his name? Shout out to him.
Strange not washing your hand guy on the airplane.
hey, guy. Oh. Whoever you are. Man,
oh,
thank you.
Sorry,
for listening.
Dude, if you're listening on the plane. Not that you're strange.
We just lost the one listener
wow.
we had.
One listener.
Down.
So much work.
Oh, God. And now this poor guy.
We had one.
And now our one listener is sitting at home hoping that he doesn't mention him by name.
Look.
Can you imagine he goes up to his buddy and goes, yeah, but did you hear him on the show? I'm the... no, I wasn't on the show. They didn't talk about me at all.
Nope.
Listen, Michael, if you're out there and you are seriously, it wasn't that I thought you were strange. I just thought it was a strange encounter. I said, who do you think is going to notice you?
It freaks you right out, doesn't it?
It does. And I'm like, what the frick just happened? And it was all because I was having my shirt on. And we mentioned Grace by Faith on our air, air a few times and, you know, whatever. But he noticed it. And he goes in, and that's why he was looking at me strangely. He was like, And then he comes back out, and he was like, where's that, what is that about? And I was telling him, because he had never seen Grace by Faith anywhere else. And he says, where's that at? And as soon as I said Englewood, Florida, he was like, I listen to a radio station down there. And he said, it's got cooking something, cooking fish. And he says, well, I got it on my laptop, and I listen to it all the time. And
it's either
KDWradio.com
or fishandfranks.com.
Yep. Well, I don't know if he's on Fish and Franks,
but I'm saying it's on one or the other.
Yeah, I can tell him
one or the other.
And but it was that was hilarious. I would have never in my life.
Isn't it so cool when that happens?
It is. I mean, who would have thought?
The first time that somebody comes up and I'm kind of used to it because I have a very weird voice. And I've been on the air for decades.
Well, you look weird too.
Yeah, I know.
Radio man can't tell, but you definitely have a radio face.
Yep.
Yeah, without a doubt. Hey, radio face. Over here. But, when it starts happening, has it happened to you guys yet?
No.
Okay.
It did happen.
I haven't left the county since we've started doing the radio.
It happened to me in the store, actually. It was actually like 3 weeks ago. I was in the store at like 6 in the morning, like as soon as the shrimp came. And one of the employees, Steve, was getting me shrimp, and some guy heard next to me, didn't know who he was. He heard me put in the order for the shrimp, and then he like looked. He did that thing, like you said. He like looked at me, and it's like 6 in the morning, and I'm like, I'm ready to go fishing, and I'm like, he was like still looking at me. I could see it through the outside of my eye.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Are you Barry?" And I'm like, "What?" And I was like, "Are you Barry?" And I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "From the radio show." I'm like, "Oh," I'm like, "Yeah, how'd you know?" He's like, "Your voice." And I was like, "Oh,
very distinct."
That's me. So, that's the one experience I had.
When you see Barry in person, picture a cross between a pro wrestler and Leave It to Beaver.
I was going to say
kind of like
Beaver,
right in the middle of those. You know what I mean? Right. I mean, if you had Hulk Hogan and Leave It to Beaver and somehow genetically modified the two. There you go.
I can see it. Yeah.
Well, the closest I ever had to that happening is I had some really creepy guy follow me around Walmart.
I don't know if I want to hear that.
I don't either.
He finally said, "Are you Captain Kale?" Yes. Oh, I did watch one of your seminars last year. I got a couple fishing questions.
Oh, okay.
That's as close as it's ever happened.
That's pretty good,
and
though.
And I'm cool with that because...
Notoriety.
I don't know how I would have handled a 16-hour flight.
Yeah.
With a complete stranger knowing who I am.
Oh, it got worse. I mean, I didn't get to continue out with Frank, but Michael went up front, and he was pointing to the back of the plane. So I was the P-boy. I was back next to him. And yeah, people come back, and they're like, you really on the radio? I was like, yeah, sort of.
But that's cool.
Three shows, yeah.
It is cool.
And he sounds like a great guy.
He was. He was a lot of fun. Yeah. But, yeah.
Well, by luck, I'd get the Creepazoid.
Yeah.
You need to hang around with Donnie more. My luck's getting better. I think a little bit of it's rubbing off.
Oh, my.
Well, he came back, and my daughter gave me a scratch-off ticket, and I won $10, so...
We'll see.
So I get half, right?
Yeah.
I get half?
We do like we do with God. When I'm going to make donations, I throw it up in the air, and God takes what he wants, and I get what he calls.
Never heard that.
We just take the money. You know, you just pitch it up, say, here it is, God. Take what you want.
Dear Lord, I apologize. Oh, my goodness. All right, so back to fishing.
Frank's way of tithing. Okay,
I tried to do good.
I did do some fishing while I was over there, right? And so I'm at the resort side, but there's a little wall there, and next to that, we're right next to the ocean. They call it Dagat. Okay, that's what the ocean's called over, is Dagat.
Dagat.
And so I'm looking over top of these walls, and these guys are playing around with this boat, and it looks pretty good size from where I'm at, you know what I mean? But I didn't see how wide it was, and I got over there, and I could get one leg in. That's about what I could get in.
Sure.
It's not very wide. It has the extra posts coming off to the side that gives it the balance when it's out on the water.
Yep.
I do not know what that's called, but balance post, but there you go.
Outrigger.
Yeah. Outrigger. That sounds so much better than
it. There's actually another name for it.
Balance post sounds good. But
I can't remember what it is.
Outrigger sounds cool, but...
Could be.
I don't know.
You went to school. I didn't.
No, I didn't.
Hey, out of two captains, not either one of them can come up with the name of it?
Because we don't run sailboats.
Three.
It's not really a sailboat. It works off a motor.
Over there it does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay. Yeah.
Where do you think all our stolen motors go?
Anyone in the Philippines listening, that was a joke.
We love you, Philippines.
All right. So anyway, these guys are getting this thing ready. And
except Captain Kale.
Yeah.
You can get him.
So I said, but I kind of want to go fishing. And they said, yeah, you're going to need a lot bigger boat than what we got for you. And we're trying to, it's broken language. Like, they had some English, I had some Visayan. It was really rough.
Mm-hmm.
And so I watched them go over to this guy that had came in from casting nets. And he went over and got some fish from this guy, some little baby fish, right? That guy's going to sun dry these fish to eat. He's using strictly the sun to dry these out.
Sure.
So that he can have them to eat.
Yeah.
That was really cool. So they get like four or five of these fish from him. I didn't see any money transition, so they might have knew one of the, I don't know.
And just to give perspective of the size, they're like bait, what we would call bait fish, like greenback size or like sardine size?
A little bit better than greenback, probably like a small pinfish.
Okay. That's small. Okay. Wow. Okay.
And so they go to the boat. That's going to be their meal, I guess, while they're on the boat. And so the guy was like, hey, you know, we got it. And so they get the little boat off the little, they have like styrofoam after it, holding the boat up out of the water so it's not getting all that, you know. So they get that off that, sit it in the water, they get inside this boat. And I'm like, I've got to ask. And he's like, what? And I said, I don't see any fishing rods. I said, y'all going fishing? Yeah. I said, so how do you get the fish? And he points to the other gentleman. The other gentleman's kind of an older guy. All right, we'll use Frank. sorry, Frank. And
it's okay.
He's got a bamboo stick with a big rubber band looking thing on there, and he's going to stick a spear in the back through that and bring it back. No tanks. Mm-hmm. They go out there to X amount of depth. They don't need them.
Mm-mm.
They do this funny breathing technique. He goes down, goes to the bottom of this deal, and comes back up with a fish. And he's down there for a long time. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And he was like, no. And I said, I definitely want to go. And he was like, yeah, we're going to definitely need a bigger boat. So we're going to work on that for the next trip on that one. And then I went bamboo fishing. So I had an old cane rod. And that was,
how'd you do with the cane pole?
I did. I did good. I got some tilapia. It was a lot of fun. I cheated. I was in a pond. But that's not the point.
Oh, I did really good, but I kind of cheated, and no, it's okay, but, you know, because I really didn't, but I did, but that's all right.
Excuse him, God.
He is imperfect.
This little lady, she was like, you really want to fish? And I said, yeah. And so she gives me a cane reed, and I'm like, man, I haven't done this. You know, I use saplings back in West Virginia.
Right.
And so she gives me this cane rod, and I get this little, you know, line coming off of it, this little baby hook, and she goes over with a piece of worm, sticks it on the end of it, breaks it off, and I said, I can't even hook my own. And she's like, I got you. So I go over and put it in the water, and I mean, I wasn't over there for like a minute. Pow! There you go.
Did you tell her, like, hey, do you know who I am? I'm worldwide. You can listen to me worldwide. You know who I am. I can bait my own hook, but I appreciate you appreciating who I am and baiting my hook for me.
You know, it's totally different over there. Like, they have a spindle, like a little round deal that they'll stick in their palm of their hand, and that's got their fishing line on it. And so when they go fishing, instead of a rod, they use that reel. And
what would you say is like the equivalent to like the pound
Cuban
test?
Yo-yo.
Like a Cuban yo-yo. Exactly. What would you say is a pound test that they had on there?
Probably maybe between 5 and 10.
That light, huh?
Yep. Because they're not going after the big monster fish we're going after.
Okay.
They're going after fish that are probably, you know, small little pinfish size, you know, what, 3 inches, you know, at best. And they'll have two or three hooks on there, and they'll just toss that out. And then they'll try to catch a fish or two off of this thing.
So we don't need like a $400 combo with braid and
yes, $10. You do, Barry.
Oh yeah,
no, yes you do.
Wait,
yeah, no.
I just bought like a $150 rod right before I came in here. Do I need that still?
Barry, you gotta have that.
Guys, Barry, go ahead. Yes, you're not just going after these small fish. You know, you're going after big monster sharks and
Barry, it's okay. You didn't spend quite enough. If you spend a little bit more, you can catch bigger fish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'll take that into consideration with buy one, get one free sale tomorrow, right?
What?
I've got that on TFOs right now.
Hey.
Oh, wow. Plug.
All right. The, I'm trying to get
Hey, wait. We should all say it. On three, we got to say our plug. Ready? One, two, three.
Publix.
What was you at on that, Barry?
So I was like, what plug? Like, which one?
We hadn't said Publix yet on this show.
This isn't cooking fish.
Yeah, that's where
this is gotten fishing.
Oh, I thought we'd do it on this one, too.
Well, more on cooking fish.
Okay, never mind.
Cooking fish.
I bet you a Publix manager is listening to this right now. If some guy on a flight
right?
to the Philippines,
in the middle of nowhere,
over the Atlantic Ocean listened to you,
yeah,
there's a chance a manager is listening right now.
Well, actually, by numbers right now, if you include what we do at WKDW Live, broadcast on the radio station, and then what we do off of fishandfranks.com, it's not big numbers, but around 100,000 people.
Awesome. That's crazy.
A week.
But that still puts the chances of some guy
out of 330 million
to the Philippines. Yeah.
Out of New York.
Out of New York.
Out of New York, infinitely tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was kind of tiny. Sorry, Mike. To me.
He went up to you and talked to you. He should have known this was going to come.
We had a really good... I mean, he was back here for 30 minutes, 40 minutes talking with me, and we had a good conversation, but, you know.
So
I talked to a lot of people.
So anyway, you were in there. You caught a little bit of bait. Did you eat any of the fish? What about the sun-dried stuff?
I ate the sun-dried. Absolutely amazing. Real salty. They use a lot of the salt water. They splash that on top of there, and it's literally sun-drying out there, and they'll flip these things over. A little salty, but it was very good. Smells like you think it was.
Oh, we just ran a minute and a half over because I was having fun, so I'm going to have to figure out how to cut that down.
All right,
we're going to get out of this. Okay, boys and girls. Picture you heard the music. Thank you very much for listening. Fish and Frank here. Pastor Donnie over there. We will see you in the next God and Fishing.
God bless.
Bye.